owl, leaf, tree, wonder. Well, today turned out to be a medical mom day, by which I mean I spent 3.5 hours on the phone making appointments and updating records. But now my boy is set for the next few months, pending a few callbacks that I should get next week. All part of the job. Now the blue dark is settling outside the east window. Over the side fence, my neighbor's magnolia tree looks a bit forlorn. Our landlord sent some guys today to cut back the branches that were overhanging our patio. I can see clear through the tree to the trunk now, and it feels a bit impolite to stare at its secrets. Have you read Wish Tree? I wrote a dart for it. It's one of Catherine Applegate's loveliest novels. If you don't know it, you should treat yourself, even if you haven't got a small child around to read it to. I don't either anymore. How strange is that? But Huck read this one, perched beside me while I wrote the dart. He often chimes in with adjective suggestions for me. And it was his favorite of last year's dart lineup. A gorgeous book about the long memories of trees and the bustling world in and above and under and around them. And human stories, too, prejudice and pain and friendship and wonder. We saw an owl in the magnolia last summer, heard it calling, and one by one we gathered in my studio to listen. He flew silently into the hidden center of the tree, behind the wide, flat leaves, and resumed his thoughtful two-note meditation as we stood there, hushed and awed.